It's Morning Edition from NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. We're just a day away from our annual feast, so for this week's radio field trip, we're prepping for the Thanksgiving holiday by visiting the Remick Country Doctor Museum and Farm for a cooking class. Fall has left early this year in Tamworth Village. As I look outside the window of the farmhouse at the Remick Museum, I can see a blanket of snow covering the fields, so I inch a little closer to the fireplace. But this roaring fire isn't just for warmth. A handful of children and their parents have gathered here today to prepare a traditional meal using the floor of the fireplace, or the hearth. It's the same way families would make their food back in the mid-1800s.
So they get to cook with fire and coals, which is a little bit different for most of them, and they get to get dirty. So, you get to play with your food a little bit.
Dawn Evans is the program manager here at the Remick Museum and Farm. She holds these hearthside cooking classes for homeschooled children every month and also leads classes for adults. It's a chance to learn how people cooked and lived over 150 years ago.
A lot of the tools that they would be using are the same as they would have used back then. And a lot of the ingredients were the same as well.
Today's meal includes biscuits, traditional New England soup, roast chicken, and fruit crisp. And the room is filled with so many delightful smells. The wood from the fire, sweet apples, and spicy garlic. 8-year-old Maggie Fixler from Epsom is tasked with making rosemary roasted potatoes. She's mixing the ingredients together in a large pot.
Is this the first time you've done a cooking class?
Yes.
And what do you think of it?
It's really fun, and I like it because I like being in the kitchen, like making things, and this is really fun doing it.
What are you working on right here?
We cut up 2 pounds of potatoes and onions and some garlic, and it's probably going to be really good.
Yeah, it smells really good, that's for sure.
Thanks.
Maggie's mother, Amber, says she likes to take her to the Remick Museum and Farm throughout the year so she can experience how people used to live firsthand.
We love homeschooling our kids, and we love giving them an opportunity to learn something they might not be able to learn otherwise. And I particularly have a personal affection for the old-fashioned way of doing things.
The old country homestead that makes up the museum and farm belonged to the Remick family for about 200 years. Now it serves as both a working farm and a place where people can come to learn about rural New England history. It's time for Maggie's pot of potatoes to go in the hearth for cooking. Dawn Evans teaches her how to make a burner by piling coals in front of the fire.
So you're going to come up in there and take a few of these hot coals, if you so choose. You don't have to. And we're going to cook your potatoes right on that pile of coals, okay? You ready? Come on up. Watch your step up here because there's lots of things to avoid.
Maggie carefully shovels some coals out of the fire and makes a heap on the fireplace floor.
And it's heavy. It's hard work. Love that. Good job.
The pot of potatoes is now cooking away on Maggie's burner. Meanwhile, June O'Donnell, another museum educator, gathers the kids around a large table to teach them how to make butter the old-fashioned way. They take turns churning the heavy cream.
Oh, it's not splashing as loud.
It's turning into butter.
It's beginning to turn into whipped cream. So you keep going, Anna, up and down and back and forth.
9-year-old Anna Smith has come from Wolfboro for today's class. She says this kind of cooking is lots of hard work.
Imagine doing this every day for your entire life. I get tired.
What goes into making a good butter?
Good heavy cream and lots of work, right?
And love.
And love, okay.
That's the most important ingredient.
Well, after that hard work, the children will get to sit together and enjoy their meal. Here's hoping you get to do the same thing with your family and friends tomorrow. Happy Thanksgiving. You can visit nhpr.org/fieldtrips to see photos of our trip to Tamworth Village. And tune into Morning Edition in 2 weeks for another radio field trip. Radio Field Trips is produced by Mary McIntyre, and this is Morning Edition on NHPR.